Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hey, I'm fine. How are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Where's Corby?
I'm here. Okay. I'm here. Don't you worry. I'm here. Hi, boys.
How are we doing? Great. How are you?
I'm good. So I wanted to lead off with this from Steve, who says, why is it when someone cuts you off in traffic or does something stupid on the roadways, when we pass that person, why do we always look at them, and what are we expecting to see?
Well, just want to acknowledge that you know what just happened, and you don't appreciate it. That's all you're doing. And to see, you know, if it's someone, maybe if they're a little older, you may go, oh, okay, you know.
That's the first thing that I know that I'm looking for, is old. Because...
then you're kind of, yeah, oh, sorry, never mind.
I'm not. All I think then is, you don't need to be driving.
Yeah.
Because, again, we have a driver's license minimum. We need a driver's license maximum.
We do. That's 100% I agree with you.
And you know what? Whenever it's my time, here, take it.
Or be required to take an annual test. That's so easy for you to say, but a lot of people will think that you're taking away their freedom if they can't drive. And I think if you get to a certain age...
do it better.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's easy to say. What makes you think you're the best driver out there? Maybe you're cutting people off, but you're 30 years from the maximum.
I'm not.
Do you want to take your license also?
It is incredibly difficult to take the keys away from your parents, which you'll find out, but you'll have to do it at some point.
I don't want to.
Dude. Well, okay, have your sister do it.
Oh, yeah, she'll do it. I stopped looking at people because of, I'm so,
well, now
get shot so often now.
I know, and that's the follow-up to it. Nowadays, I don't think it's smart to do it.
I'll just drive by and just shake my head.
Yeah.
And if they look at me, maybe they're like, oh, that guy's disappointed in me. Or, I don't know.
Maybe I should do better driving.
Yeah, well, I'm never going to look over anymore.
But why do people turn into different animals behind the wheel?
I don't know.
My wife is the nicest person ever.
It's the most
driving.
It's like she's on social media.
She almost turns insane.
It's like,
but that's what the horn is for. Like, I never blow my horn unless it's the friendly tap if someone's still sitting at a red light.
Yes.
Or if they're about to merge over, you can give the bump bump or whatever.
It's
but
the lightest honk that my car will do.
Right.
Like, I'm barely touching it. Like,
we need different buttons on
the
horn.
I agree.
How's it going?
Like low level.
Just the, hey, look up, it's green.
And then the final one is the Oppenheimer.
The nuclear object.
Okay. What do you mean you don't know what that means?
Oppenheimer?
I haven't seen the movie.
You don't know what he did?
Wait.
No, I don't care.
Wait.
Don't look at me.
What?
This is your friend.
Stop. Everyone stop.
Is that big of a deal?
You don't know what Oppenheimer is about?
I have no clue.
Oh, my God!
And I don't even care.
The atom bomb!
Look, Corby just left.
Courage.
Okay. But thank you for letting
me
know
now.
Ty, is that not unbelievable?
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Walker! Ham!
I don't think Ty was listening.
Oppenheimer. He hadn't seen it. He doesn't know what it is about.
Because you guys are nerds.
Atom bomb.
Nerds! Okay, what's Barbie about?
Yeah, is he on...
like
Hot 93.3 now?
Like, literally the two
Barbie.
Most talked about things
over
the last
about?
3 weeks.
Okay, I know the it's a movie. I just don't know what it's about. Because I don't care.
But you don't have to care.
Well, you do hate history.
It's just there.
Yeah, I do.
So, no, that's...
I hate it.
I get it.
So you didn't know that Oppenheimer is the guy that invented the bomb?
I had no clue.
And you're bagging on him about math?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I am. Because I know math. I don't... You know what?
I mean, it killed like 300,000 people.
I know what the bomb is.
Okay?
And I know when it was dropped.
Do you know
but
what cities?
I didn't know...
You haven't seen the trailer? You haven't been to a movie and seen the Oppenheimer trailer? Do you not go to films?
I can't remember the last movie I attended.
Do you know the cities that the bombs were dropped on?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Sealsby.
No, that's where the snake fell from the sky.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Herbville.
Do you know what country they were
from? Yes, I know that. I just didn't know who invented it. I'm sorry. I didn't know the name.
Corby, you didn't know who was on the $20 bill earlier.
I get that confused. I heard that. I get confused. Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you? Why are you so dumb?
I mean, there's only so many options.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only bomb dropping I know, Ham.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm back with you.
My mind is...
Do you know this song, Matt?
No.
Well, then shut up.
Wait. The importance of this song versus the dropping of the atomic bomb.
You shut up. You let me have my victories.
Right. You can't get on him for this.
I mean, what is this? Disco from the 70s?
No.
What?
I'm trying to point the guns. Everyone join me in pointing the guns at Matt.
Everyone else does. You might as well. I mean, why not?
All right, speaking of Rick James, which one album have you listened to most?
What do you mean, speaking of Rick James?
1982 at the end
which
of the
one distance. Album have you listened to the most often in your life?
Man, the most often is probably 3 Days by Pat Green or Yourself or Someone Like You by Matchbox 20. Or Rumors from Fleetwood Mac. One of those
things. What does that second one have on it?
Songs.
Third Eye Blind.
Oh. No, that's a different band.
Wait, what'd you say?
Matchbox
20. Yeah. I heard, yeah.
Long Day, 3 a.m. Push. It was their debut album in 96. I was in high school, so yeah, that one hit for me.
Thriller for you?
No.
What is it?
I don't know if I want to tell you.
Yeah, come on.
Most album, the album I've listened to the most.
Yeah,
that's definitely not it. Cam,
the Oppenheimer soundtrack.
probably a Prince album. Probably the
what?
Not Prince Fielder.
What's the one with "I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man"?
Ty, is it Weird Al for you?
Yeah, probably N3D, I think, was one of his early albums. That, yeah, absolutely.
Ham, Rush?
Yeah, either that or Rumors.
Okay.
Sign of the Times.
Oh, yeah.
That's the album I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the one I've listened to the most.
From Prince?
Mm-hmm.
What was on that?
Sign of the Times.
Never heard it.
You've heard
of
Prince.
I Can Never Take the Place of Your Man.
Yeah, Raspberry Beret, that song. I know that one.
That's not on that album, but yes, you're right.
All right.
Do you know Raspberry Beret? Hey, it's a massive upgrade from who used to be sitting here as far as just saying that.
Sure.
Right?
I already told you my
Glenn
thing with
Miller.
Prince.
I know.
You're aware of this.
He hates Prince.
I don't hate Prince.
All right, would you do Diamond Talk
really
after every West Coast Ranger game and then do the 5:30 a.m. ticker for the next morning for a full season if it meant the Rangers would win the World Series?
I know Matt would.
Yes.
So Diamond Talk?
Yeah.
You're guaranteed 100%
yeah,
they win?
Yeah. So, but you're done now at like midnight. But you'd have to drive home, get about 3.5-4 hours of sleep.
I would just live here.
But do you just have to do the ticker?
And then you get to go home?
Because that's not that hard.
Couldn't you just
You have to do the whole ticker shift.
Could you mail it in? Because you could just tell the station, well, we're going to win.
Well, you're not going 162-0. You're just winning the World Series.
But wouldn't that take some of the fun out of it if you knew they were going to win?
Do you have to be here for the losses?
Yeah.
It's the journey.
God, that'd be hard to say no to, man, to know they were going to win. That's all I ever wanted to
but
see.
But you're only getting 3-4 hours of sleep, maybe for like 3-4 days in a row. If they have the West Coast road trip, a full week. We know how you are with lack of sleep.
Yeah. It'd be bad.
Real bad.
Yeah.
So okay, so no?
Matt hates strangers.
Would you break both your pinky fingers? This is interesting. If it meant the four Dallas teams won championships this season, if so, how would you break them?
You have to break them yourself or someone else can?
I think it's up to you.
Yeah, I would want someone else to break them. I couldn't break my own fingers, but I've broken my pinky before, so.
Yeah. What if they just grabbed it and snapped it in two?
Done.
That would be thinking, the easiest way, right?
I don't know. I was thinking Hammer.
Okay, how about this? What if you got MC Hammer? What if you got some?
Yeah. Oh, that Hammer? Oh, okay.
He was in the Gap Band too, right?
What he said.
I'm trying to hold the stance. I really am. I'm trying.
If you got some big galoot like Ty, who doesn't know his own strength, think about how small your pinky actually is and what's holding it together. If you said, okay, you got to break it, what if they rip the whole thing?
Donovan, like, please let me break your finger.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Like, this is not a small digit. But it's just for your team's winning a title.
It's worth it.
You could rip the top of your finger off is what I'm saying.
Do you need the top of your pinky? You could have a nub. Who would want that?
Yeah. What Ronnie Lott sawed his finger off to stay in a game.
Well, he's insane. What are you going to do? Like, if you don't have a pinky, it would be okay. You don't need it. What do you ever do with your pinky?
I kind of like it.
Yeah, you need it.
For what?
Golf. Tennis. Oh,
that's true. I do lock it like this when I... Yeah.
A little bit of this.
So I don't need this one.
Or this.
Nobody does that. You don't put that one in there. What are you talking about?
Why are you doing that so violently, Ty?
How are you going to do that? You don't have a pinky.
Put that. It is up to your discretion what you put in there. Or, excuse me, their discretion.
Please.
And he gets fisted.
His discretion.
Whichever. But nobody's going pinky.
Why do you think they call it Stinky Pinky?
Who's they?
The internet.
Oh, the internet named it.
I'm done with this segment. This is it. I can't handle this
segment. Oh,
people
fun.
Are too stupid. What's the worst disease you would contract in order for your college team to achieve blue blood status for the rest of your life? Or in Corby's case, to keep yours from falling out?
Man.
The worst disease?
Like AIDS?
Like, okay, it's... You wouldn't do that.
Like elephant well,
titus
Well,
I don't know. Maybe
balls.
You would.
Because, you know, yes.
AIDS, it's... Like, I mean,
it's like the Brussels sprouts of diseases.
We got crabs!
Like, you know you can live.
Would you get crabs? Is that a disease?
Can Are we going to gloss over what Donovan just said?
Can you get rid of crabs?
What did he say?
Go ahead, Donovan.
What?
What'd you say?
When? Like, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad?
No, I just said... Because when you think about where... How it's... developed or how it's being treated now.
Yeah.
It's not just instant death like it was in the early 90s.
I don't think it's death
now.
Period.
Right.
Yeah, I think you can live.
Right.
Donovan said AIDS is the Brussels sprouts of diseases.
What does that even mean?
Because Brussels sprouts were so horrible when we were young.
Now it's great.
Now they're offered on every single menu.
So you want AIDS?
No, I don't want it. You're asking a question.
He just wants it covered in bacon.
Like for me, he just wants the option as an appetizer.
He wants AIDS covered in balsamic.
And roasted.
Is crabs a disease?
I've slept with so many women while having crabs. Is it a disease or is it an issue?
An ailment?
I'm
going to say it's an ailment
If you don't have pubes, can you get them?
Yes. They don't grow out of your pubes. They just live in there.
Well, yeah, so if you don't have them, where do they live?
Sound like little crab trees down there.
Look at the beautiful, beautiful crab trees.
Swinging around. Gymnastics. I thought it was like lice, like they have to have hair. Aren't those? Yeah, it's pubic lice. Isn't that what it is?
You know what? I've never heard so many dumb questions asked in one segment. Or dumb answers in one segment.
This is your segment.
Yeah. Is there a show called The Dumb Zone right now? Because if there's not, you guys should take that.
Okay, that'll do it. Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. We truly appreciate it. That was The Birdhouse.